Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article by Brett Allegre Wood called White Collar Jobs Are AI's Biggest Target, Not Factory Floors.
And for anyone who thinks AI disruption is a manufacturing problem, a factory floor problem, this one is going to land a bit differently.
That's the point, really. The Anthropic report from one of the leading AI labs on the planet is explicit. The people most exposed to AI disruption are your highest paid, most educated professionals, not the factory floor, the corner office.
Which specific roles?
Computer programmers, customer service managers, and data analysts. Those are the three highest exposure categories in the report. And the profile of who holds those jobs makes the picture even sharper. The at-risk group earns 47% more than people in unexposed roles. They are 4 times more likely to hold a graduate degree, 16 percentage points more likely to be female.
So the more educated and well-paid you are, the more exposed you are?
That's the finding. The credentials that were supposed to protect you have become the target.
Right. Give me a concrete example of how that actually plays out.
Brett uses a seasoned financial analyst, MBA, 20 years of building complex models in Excel. For 2 decades, their value was wrangling data, spotting trends, building forecasts. Today, an AI can ingest a dataset 1,000 times larger, find patterns no human could see, and produce a more accurate forecast in the time it takes that analyst to finish their morning coffee.
So the experience is not worthless, but the core task has been commoditized?
That's it exactly. The foundation of their value proposition has eroded, and most businesses have not even registered it yet.
What about entry level? Because I can imagine some leaders thinking, yes, the senior analysts are at risk, but junior roles are fine. The opposite is true. The Anthropic report found a 14% decline in the job finding rate for young workers in AI-exposed fields since ChatGPT arrived. The tasks that used to fill entry-level roles, research, data entry, summarizing reports, are now handled by algorithms. And why does that matter beyond the headcount saving?
Because entry-level roles are where future leaders learn the business, the moving parts, the key people, the real challenges. If that first rung is being sawed off, your leadership bench in 10 years is gone. Brett's phrase for it is that you are eating your own seed corn.
All right, what about at the very top? Because I suspect some people listening are thinking, fine, this affects analysts and graduates, but I am at C-suite level. I am safe.
Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, has been direct. Leaders of major organizations will be unable to do their jobs without heavy reliance on AI. Brett paints a picture of a CEO in 2028 who, instead of relying on a team to filter information and prepare reports, interfaces directly with an AI that has already analyzed every data point in the company, monitored every competitor, and simulated 1,000 strategic scenarios.
The CEO shifts from primary decision maker to curator of AI-generated insights.
And the hierarchy changes with it. A junior employee who has mastered Claude or ChatGPT can now outperform a seasoned veteran who is stuck in the old ways. Brett's argument is that experience can be a liability if it leads to a closed mind.
So the old guard is defined by unwillingness to adapt, not by age.
That's the line. And the practical implication for any business owner is that your salary bands are based on metrics that are becoming obsolete. You are likely overpaying for skills that are eroding and undervaluing the one thing that actually matters, the ability to effectively partner with AI.
That is a confronting sentence if you have a senior leadership team you have built over 10 years.
Brett's first action is to audit your leadership team's AI literacy, not the interns, the C-suite. Can your senior managers demonstrate working knowledge of Claude, ChatGPT, or Gemini? Second, map your highest exposure roles against the Anthropic profile. High salary, graduate educated, data heavy, task driven. Third, review your entry-level pipeline. If you have cut graduate intake in the past 18 months, model what your leadership bench looks like in 5 years.
And then make AI fluency a leadership expectation, not an optional extra.
Brett's fifth action is the most concrete. Give one senior leader an explicit AI mandate. Not the IT department. A business leader with the authority to experiment, fail, and report back.
My one thing for this week, ask your CEO or your finance director one question. When did you last use Claude or ChatGPT for actual work? The answer will tell you everything about where your business stands. Mine is to name one senior leader today and hand them that AI mandate before the week is out. The full article is at anabu.ai. It is called White-Collar Jobs Are AI's Biggest Target, Not Factory Floors. Read it in full because the Anthropic data is detailed. And if you want to understand exactly how this affects your specific business, Brett offers a free AI audit at anabu.ai. That is where to start. See you next time.